At first glance, Ticino looks and feels very much like Italy, from its lemon and salmon-colored buildings to the pizza vendors on nearly every corner. The people of Ticino even look and sound Italian. But despite their Italian heritage, the vast majority of Ticinesi say their hearts belong to Switzerland. Remigio Ratti is the director of TSI, Switzerland's Italian language television station. He believes that language plays an essential role in defining who the Ticinesi are.
Ticino is the only Swiss canton south of the Alps and entirely of Italian-speaking language. But we are really Swiss. We are a minority in Switzerland, but I feel really Swiss. It's very important not to feel ourselves as a small and maybe beautiful minority, but we are representative of the Italian-speaking one, and it's very important to remember that in Switzerland, 1 million of inhabitants can understand Italian.
But Italian isn't the only language spoken in Ticino. In fact, around 40% of the canton's population speaks at least one other language, not to mention local and regional dialects. Researchers at Ticino's Center for Dialect Studies say it's almost impossible to count just how many dialects exist in Ticino, because virtually every town and city has its own way of saying things. They also say they've seen an interesting change in the use of dialect over the past 50 years. Barbara Lunari of the Center for Dialect Studies in Bellinzona.
After the Second World War, I think it was a kind of shame to speak in dialect. So all the families wanted their children to speak in Italian because they didn't want the children to feel inferior. The school, the families, they wanted the children to learn Italian, to speak Italian. And even in the families, dialect was just between the parents, but not with the children.
Times have changed, however, and the linguistic pendulum seems to be swinging back in favor of speaking dialect. While their grandparents may have seen Italian as the key to social and financial success, modern-day Ticinesi parents see dialect as a means of defining themselves as Swiss. Researchers say this reawakening of dialect has a lot to do with a deeper search for identity and finding one's cultural roots. But Barbara Lunari says globalization also has something to do with it.
Now there are many young families and they speak dialect with their children. I think people are a little bit scared and so they go back to their little village and it's nice to feel you belong there, you belong to a certain community. Because we have to study German and French at school, Italian and dialect now, they are very important because they allow us to feel that we are Swiss, but Ticinesi. We are not Italian, and our Italian is not the same as in Italy, but we are not Swiss Germans or Swiss French. Language allows us to identify, to feel we belong to this little corner of Switzerland.
Regardless of whether the Ticinesi speak Italian, dialect, or any other language for that matter, they all seem to have one thing in common, and that's a fierce pride in both their Italian heritage and their Swiss nationality.